What do we want? When do we want it?
We can't sit here and complain about public policy, complain about what people are doing in this country if we check out of the process.
Roland Martin, weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, D.C., good morning, Roland Martin.
Tom, Simple J, hope all is well with you. Today on the show, we're going to hear from Ambassador Andrew Young about his good friend, Dr. Miles Monroe, who perished in the plane crash on Sunday. And Ambassador Young, he continued to speak at the leadership conference there in the Bahamas, organized by Pastor Monroe. So that'll be today on News One Now, 9 a.m. Eastern. Yesterday, it's a news conference in St. Louis where Missouri Governor Jay Nixon stood before the press to detail what the police reaction, what their plans are when the grand jury comes back with its decision regarding Officer Darren Wilson in the fatal shooting of Mike Brown. So I called up Alderman Antonio French. He's been one of the leading voices there in Ferguson in the St. Louis area since this killing took place. Alderman French, how you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Thank you, sir. Glad you could join us. I thought yesterday's news conference was utterly bizarre to have the governor make it sound like it was the L.A. riots taking place in Ferguson.
Well, it certainly didn't help ease some of the fears and anxiety of folks here in St. Louis. It's really been palpable these last few days and weeks. People have been boarding up buildings and shopping for guns. And really, that's not what we need right now. This fear is really driving us apart at a time we need to be trying to come together and find our common humanity.
Certain words were used. Uprising was used a couple of times. I'm sorry, I didn't quite see an uprising. But you would think that the governor would be a leading voice to sort of tamp things down. He seemed to ratchet it up.
Well, I think what the governor feels is that, his constituency is very fearful. And frankly, there's this irrational fear of black people that we are really having to deal with, whether it's irrational fear from police officers or irrational fear from our white neighbors. What we have to really convey is that black men are nothing to be feared. We are an active part of this community, and we want and deserve equal protection under the law.
You spoke of what folks in fear. Gun sales in St. Louis and around Ferguson are through the roof. You listen to how folks are describing the situation there. I mean, what is this, the OK Corral all of a sudden?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of the rhetoric, folks are really ramping up. Thinking that, all heck is going to break loose. And I think, number one, I don't accept the premise that has just become accepted knowledge here that we're not going to get an indictment. I think an indictment is deserved. An indictment is warranted. I'm still holding out faith in the system that we will at least get a trial. Mike Brown's family deserves that. Darren Wilson deserves that.
What's the reality, though, in terms of what you really think will happen? I know I hear what you're saying, you hope, but really in terms of,
what do you really feel
all
is
indications,
happen?
It's not going to come down.
Well, I don't necessarily buy that. There's still testimony being given. And so let's say an indictment does come down. Let's say an indictment comes down for first-degree murder, which is less likely. But I think you'll see people in the streets and letting their happiness be known that the system did work. If there's a indictment less than that, say an indictment for manslaughter of some kind, I think people will still be upset that they didn't get the charges they wanted, but at least we will get a trial.
But the spin, all of the leaks from the grand jury testimony, it seems like it just feels like they're trying to spin it before it comes down, and they're telling us in so many words, there's not going to be an indictment.
Well, I think there are some individuals in positions of power who have been trying to sabotage this from the very beginning.
And what do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there are okay. some folks perhaps in the police, in the county prosecutor's office, maybe even in Washington. I don't know. But this information is coming from somewhere, and they have been successful. They have folks now talking like it's done, like it just won't be an indictment. And I don't think that's the case. I don't think we should lower our expectations. We should still demand what is deserved, which is a trial.
So while the police, while the governor's laying out, even potentially calling up 1,000 members of the National Guard, what are you and others doing? What plan of action are you putting in place to ensure peaceful protests, to ensure that not only that, that more of our people aren't arrested if the grand jury decides not to indict? Certainly there has to be a plan of action there as well.
Yeah, and so there's lots of work being done in that. And I think it's important, too, to understand that when we talk about we want peace, that involves both sides being peaceful. And we don't need escalation from law enforcement. We don't need provocation from law enforcement. And so there has never been a situation, not from day one, where a large majority or a percentage of people out there have been unruly. It's always been a very peaceful demonstration, anger, but peace. And for the few individuals that committed crimes, we expect the police department to deal with those individuals and not punish or tear gas an entire crowd of people.
Can I ask a quick question? While you are preparing for this, are discussions going on a regular, perhaps I dare say even a daily basis, to improve the situation and to make changes, positive changes in Ferguson?
You know, so right now we're still in the midst of the crisis. So most of the conversations, unfortunately, are dealing with the present situation and not right. long term. And so we just have to get through this crisis and then start that long journey to healing our city and making it a better place for everyone.
Alderman Antonio French, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Good luck, too.
Not only for joining us, but also your leadership there in Ferguson and St. Louis. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
When you think it's going down, Roland? This Friday, this weekend.
Look, they made it clear it's going to be between the middle of November and the first of December.
Roland's commentary brought to you by TV One.